And let's talk next about the uprising in Syria, which has continued for almost 5 months despite government crackdowns. Spontaneous and leaderless citizens brave bullets and tanks. They're demanding the end of President Bashar al-Assad's regime. But the very strength of this rebellion may be undermining its goals. NPR's Deborah Amos has the second part of our series on the Syrian uprising.
Watch enough protest videos from cities across Syria, and you begin to understand how the protest movement works. The banners and the slogans are remarkably similar, from the cities of Dara in the south, to Homs and Hama on the central plain, to the eastern desert town of Deir ez-Zor. Even in the capital, Damascus, the chants are the same. It's time for President Bashar al-Assad to go.
They're shouting, they're chanting, they have signs. They must have had them in the mosque planning for this protest.
But there are no leaders directing the chants at these spontaneous rallies. There's no national leadership, even behind the scenes, says Rami Nahle, a spokesman for the Local Coordination Committees, the LCC, the most well-known of the groups opposing the regime.
Actually, we are doing our best not really to have, like, leader, because the classic leadership concept is really not working with this uprising.
The reasons are practical, given the scale of the crackdown.
And is it because it's too dangerous for them? If you name somebody, then they will be targeted?
Absolutely, absolutely. If we named them, we are really putting them in grave dangers.
But there's something even stronger at work, says Nahle. This generation that has grown up under an authoritarian system distrusts any kind of leadership.
If some leader or some person start to behave as a leader, like, the crowd will knock him down. Everybody really feel anger towards, like, leadership and authority on them.
Consider these scenes again, and the uprising appears improvised, locally based, groups of young activists backed by angry citizens.
It's our war, and we will fight till the end, and we are not afraid.
Muhammad Ali, an activist in Damascus, connects with other activists through Facebook. Amr Sadiq uses an assumed name. He communicates in code on internet sites.
And you cannot trust anybody. If you trust anybody and he makes a mistake, then you are detained. That means almost certain possibility that you will be tortured.
Groups in touch across the country can take a week to decide on the Friday slogans, but coordinate on little else. They agree on ousting the regime of Bashar al-Assad, but so far without a structure or a strategy.
Well, I think the international community wants a list of 20 people whom they can't check their background and then they can't talk with. Well, there is no list, and there will not be a list.
That's Wassam Tarif, head of a human rights monitoring group. He says that as the international community distances itself from the Assad regime, one question has become urgent. Who is the opposition, and can they get their act together?
There is an internal process, a process which is taking place in the street, which we will have to wait to see what happens there. No one can control that. The real show is taking place on the ground with the protesters, and they will decide, no one else.
Some activists recognize they need a transition plan, and they have to build an organizational structure. At a meeting in Beirut, Rami Nahle, one of the founders of the LCC, the Local Coordinating Committees, opens his laptop and he explains a complex chart. He's been working on it for weeks.
Every city have what we call now a central committee. And this is the red ball in the middle. It's what we called the LCC parliament.
It looks great on the screen, but even Nahle admits less than half of it is really in place.
Today we are, I would say, like in our teenagers playing with politics. We need to be more mature.
But the Syrian government is not playing at repression. There's a need for the protest movement to mature quickly. Every day, the violence grows greater. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Beirut.